Module number 4, Just Ask Jordan. This feature is about an infant and her nana.
This is David Hartman, host of the television series Seasons of Life. If a mother and father work and someone else cares for their baby, will they miss out on their child's love? John Cotri tells the story of one couple that hired a nana. Cotri's a psychologist who hosts the radio series Seasons of Life.
To this day, I have no idea why I answered that ad, excepting it did say newborn infant. And for some reason, it just rang a bell. And I thought it won't do any harm to call.
The woman who went ahead and made that phone call is Iva Baker. The couple who placed the ad are David Byington and his wife, Nancy Sundstrom. Because both worked, they were looking for a full-time babysitter for their 6-week-old daughter, Jordan.
I got a phone call one night, and the woman said everything I wanted to hear. Everything. She said, I don't need work. My husband died. I'm alone out here on the lake. I feel like I'd like to do something more productive with myself. I'm 68 years old, but I can keep up with anybody.
Before that phone call, Nancy thought she was a shoo-in for the Worst Mother of the Year award. She wanted to return to work, but couldn't bear the thought of daycare. She had been discouraged by the responses the ad for a full-time sitter was drawing. But this response was different, as Nancy discovered when Iva walked in the door.
One of the things she did that just impressed me right off was she asked right away to hold Jordan. And I just the way she took Jordan in her arms, I just said, I can go to work. This can happen.
And so at the age of 6 weeks, Jordan began to be cared for by three adults, her mother, her father, and her sitter, her nana. All three were there from the beginning. But a leg Nancy had broken before her pregnancy wasn't healing properly. She was in pain and had to use crutches. Eventually, she required surgery. And so it was Dad who got up at night when Jordan cried.
You would sit out there, the world would be totally quiet, you'd be rocking that little child, it was just you and her and you giving her, I think he enjoyed it.
Oh, I'd say I loved it, yeah.
So there were moments when Dad was Jordan's source of comfort. Over the ensuing months, there were even more moments when Nana was.
Remember, she really started responding when Iva would show up before she did us.
That's very true.
Little twinges, or I felt little twinges.
Jordan was a little over a year old when Nancy and David went on a trip and left her with Iva for several days. They remember that Jordan didn't mind their leaving.
No,
we took her over to Iva's house. She was into everything, checking everything out. Iva had all these things set up for her and a little bed made.
We were hoping she'd say goodbye to us,
she could have cared.
Which makes it real easy.
Her reaction made leaving easier, but incidents like this raised questions for Jordan's parents. Certainly there were times when Nancy arrived home and Jordan ran happily into her arms. But there were many times, too, when Jordan chose Nana. Iva remembers one of those times when Jordan was nearly 1.5.
She'd have a series of shots, 3 as a matter of fact, about a month ago, and she did not, one was painful. I mean, her leg hurt. And she just was not her little self all afternoon, and I did just sit and hold her and cuddle her all afternoon. She just would not get off my lap. She just wanted to be held and comforted, which I did do. And that was one of the episodes when she did not want me to go home. I have seen her when she would not want her mother to take her, and her mother will be very hurt, and I hurt for her.
Jordan's mom misses her and calls from work several times a day. Nancy may feel twinges, but she knows her baby's okay. Psychologists call what's developed in Nancy's family a pattern of multiple attachment. Jordan loves her mother and her father and her nana. In other cultures, multiple attachments are considered a safety net for the child. That seems to be the idea at Jordan's house.
She seemed like a real secure kid and very happy.
I think she's secure, and I think she's going to have I think she's going to have a good deal of confidence as she grows up. I think she's going to know that the world is a good place, and there's a lot of love and a lot of warmth and security and fun, certainly, to be found in the world.
Just ask Jordan.
Look who's there. Who's that?
Nana.
Nana, that's right.
Who's that?
Who's this?
Daddy.
And who's this?
Mommy.
Feature modules from Seasons of Life, an Annenberg project of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Written by John Cotrie, produced and directed by Greg Zajac, and engineered by Jonathan Niemczak and Charles Nairn, these features are productions of the University of Michigan.